Chapter 20. I stood as close as I could get to the tableau without actually touching it, just looking. The little altar had not been dusted for prints yet. Nothing had been done to it at all, although I assumed pictures had been taken. And oh, how I wanted a copy of one of those pictures to take home. Poster-sized, and in full, bloodless color. If I had done this, I was a much better artist than I had ever suspected. Even from this close, the head seemed to float in space, suspended above the mortal earth in a timeless, bloodless parody of paradise, literally cut off from their bodies. Their bodies. I glanced around. There was no sign of them, no telltale stack of carefully wrapped packages. There was only the pyramid of heads. I stared some more. After a few moments, Vince Masuoka swam slowly over, his mouth open, his face pale. "Dexter," he said, and shook his head. "Hello, Vince," I said. He shook his head again. "Where are the bodies?" He just stared at their heads for a long moment. Then he looked at me with a face full of lost innocence. "Somewhere else," he said. There was a clatter on the stairs, and the spell was broken. I moved away from the tableau as LaGuerta came in with a few carefully selected reporters. Nick something and Rick Sangre from local TV, and Eric the Viking, a strange and respected columnist from the newspaper. For a moment, the room was very busy. Nick and Eric took one look and ran back down the stairs with their hands covering their mouths. Rick Sangre frowned deeply, looked at the lights, and then turned to LaGuerta. "Is there a power outlet? I gotta get my camera guy," he said. LaGuerta shook her head. "Wait for those other guys," she said.
"I need pictures," Rick Sangre insisted.
Sergeant Doakes appeared behind Sangre. The reporter looked around and saw him.
"No pictures," Doakes said.
Sangre opened his mouth, looked at Doakes for a moment, and then closed his mouth again. Once again, the sterling qualities of the good sergeant had saved the day. He went back and stood protectively by the displayed body parts, as if it was a science fair project, and he was its guardian. There was a strained coughing sound at the door, and Nick something and Eric the Viking returned, shuffling slowly up the stairs and back onto the floor like old men. Eric wouldn't look at the far end of the room. Nick tried not to look, but his head kept drifting around toward the awful sight, and then he would snap it back to face LaGuerta again. LaGuerta began to speak. I moved close enough to hear.
"I asked you three to come see this thing before we allow any official press coverage," she said.
"But we can cover it unofficially,"
Rick Sangre interrupted. LaGuerta ignored him.
"We don't want any wild speculation in the press about what has happened here," she said. "As you can see, this is a vicious and bizarre crime."
She paused for a moment and then said very carefully,
"Unlike anything we have ever seen before."
You could actually hear her capitalize the letters. Nick something said, "Huh," and looked thoughtful. Eric the Viking got it immediately.
"Whoa, wait a minute," he said. "You're saying this is a brand new killer? A whole different set of murders?"
LaGuerta looked at him with great significance.
"Of course, it's too soon to say anything for sure," she said,
sounding sure.
"But let's look at this thing logically, okay? First," she held up a finger, "we got a guy who confessed the other stuff. He's in jail, and we didn't let him out to do this. Second, this doesn't look like anything I ever saw, does it? 'Cause there's three, and they're stacked up all pretty, okay?"
Bless her heart, she had noticed.
"Why can't I get my camera guy?" Rick Sangre asked.
"Wasn't there a mirror found at one of the other murders?" Eric the Viking said weakly, trying very hard not to look.